It's been a year since the region was hit by an ice storm that left much of the area frozen in place. Are we more prepared now for a similar storm? WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
It's been chilly in northwest Florida the past few nights, with temperatures approaching and occasionally dipping below freezing. Fortunately, those cold nights have been clear nights. Last year, we weren't so lucky.
For the most part, it's a little challenging because we're not really equipped to handle these icing and snow conditions.
That's Escambia County Emergency Management Chief John Dosh talking in January of 2014 about the ice storm that closed roads and bridges all over the region. Of all the potential emergencies officials planned for in northwest Florida, an ice storm is pretty close to the bottom of the list. That's no longer the case.
We look back at our lessons learned from last year, and we've made some vast improvements here in northwest Florida as far as the Florida Department of Transportation goes.
Ian Satter is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Transportation.
A couple of things that we've done is we purchased winter weather equipment to be able to handle those conditions, those icy conditions, including snow plows, salt spreaders, and also chemical spreaders for de-icing agents that we can use along our major corridors here in northwest Florida. And also we've trained staff how to deal with winter weather. We've actually sent staff to Minnesota and New York to learn how to deal with winter weather conditions from our partners in the northern states.
During the ice storm last year, the area reacted almost like preparing for a hurricane, with the Emergency Operations Center activated, shelters ready to take people who lose power, and utilities bringing in extra crews to restore any downed power lines as quickly as possible. The only thing that couldn't be prepared for was the icy roads. Ian Satter says now they have the equipment to take care of those roads.
What we've done, we have five snowplows currently in our roster here in northwest Florida that we can distribute all across anywhere from Escambia to Jefferson County. And if our partners need it in northeast Florida, we can distribute those snowplows anywhere. We have salt spreaders that we can install on the back of dump trucks that we currently have to be able to put those out. And we have large de-icing chemical spreaders that we can attach to basically pickup trucks and get those out on the roadways to spread those chemicals. We purchased thousands of pounds of salt. We purchased hundreds of gallons of potassium acetate, which is the de-icing agent we can use on the roadways. So we feel that we have the equipment that we are prepared to handle icy conditions here in northwest Florida.
Satter also says the salt for the roads is being stored in different parts of the panhandle, keeping it close at hand for the various counties.
We have several operations centers located across northwest Florida. So we have salt stored in Panama City. We have it stored in Ponce de Leon, in Midway, in Mariana, as well as Milton. So we have several facilities that we're able to store the salt in.
And while last year's storm didn't require it, Satter says agencies in other states would be ready to assist getting things back to normal, again, just like they would during a hurricane emergency. The really good news is, though there are some cold nights forecast over the next 10 days, those nights are also forecast to be clear. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.